This year has delivered lots of great TV, The Handmaid's Tale, the second season of Stranger Things. But in an age of peak TV, too much good stuff, NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says we are overlooking a lot. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So if it's so good, why aren't we seeing it? Why is it getting overlooked?
Well, I think you kind of alluded to it. There's just so much original content out there. I mean, the FX network counts all of this stuff and releases reports sometimes. And so they found that there were 455 original scripted shows in 2016. And the number could rise to 500 shows this year. And it makes sense that some really good shows might get kind of overlooked. And so I wanted to talk about a few of those.
Sure, and we are glad you are. So let's get to your first pick. This is Showtime's Wall Street drama, Billions. It stars Damian Lewis as the billionaire manager of a hedge fund. Here's a clip from season two.
The only currency that this firm has, that any firm has these days, is its winning streak. The Kevlar of knowing the answer. You break that, you break the whole thing. Nobody leaves here until you hand me an idea that I can shock the world with in a few days' time.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's intense.
But it
feels a little bit past, you know, all the Wall Street stuff. So why do you think we should be watching it?
Okay, so this is a show that first it had debuted new episodes real early in the year, so people don't remember it. But it's about this hedge fund guy who is being pursued by a U.S. attorney who's played by Paul Giamatti. And these two guys are trying to play King of the Mountain in New York City. Who's going to be on top? Basically, Paul Giamatti's character engineered this situation where he tempted the hedge fund guy into doing something illegal that he thought would cost the U.S. attorney and his family most of their family fortune, which it did. But to do that, the hedge fund guy had to do something illegal, and that allowed the U.S. attorney guy to prosecute him. And what the U.S. attorney's family didn't know is that he set all of this up and cost them their fortune just so he could get at this guy that he's been trying to catch for years.
And
they also have an actor who is, as far as I know, the first non-binary, non-gender-identifying actor who's also playing a non-binary, non-gender-identifying character, Asia Kate Dillon. It's just a really great series, and I think people overlook it, but it's a very textured and complex and great drama. I think people should check it out.
Let's move on to another show that you say is filling a void in late-night talk TV. It's Robin Thede, who's former head writer of The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore. She now has her own show on BET, The Rundown with Robin Thede. Let's take a listen.
You know what? The only thing that would make me happy is if Tamron Hall and Ann Curry came back to reclaim their airtime. Because look, TV executives, you know who's not out there groping people? Black women. There's just something in our DNA. I think it's called home training. And before you say, but Robin, Ann Curry's not black, I don't care what her ancestry report says, we claim her.
Okay. Why the show?
So, first of all, right now, I think Robin is the only black woman who's hosting a late night talk show on television. And in addition to being incredibly funny, she's incredibly black, meaning this show is filled with black culture. I mean, if people liked the way that Larry Wilmore presented the day's news and deconstructed it from the perspective of a person of color, she does it even more so on this BET show. And so I just want to spread the word that she's doing a great job. The show has gotten off to a great start, and people really should check it out, even though it's only one night a week. And maybe BET will expand the show and we can see her more nights in the week.
Okay, again, Robin Thede on BET. Then there's the family comedy Atypical, focusing on a teenager, Sam, who has autism, as he learns to relate better to his peers. Here's an example of how that sometimes goes for him.
Did you know there are 432 girls at our school, and 91 of them have a name that starts with an M, which is 21%, and the national average is only 9%.
100%? Don't care.
Okay, it's one of the more than two dozen new shows released on Netflix this year. Is that maybe why it got lost?
I think that might have been part of it. Some people may remember or know that I did a story about Atypical where I talked to some people who have autism, and they had some criticisms that the perspective of the show kind of found its humor in the autism of the lead character a little bit too much. And I could see that, and I would hope that when they do a second season that they have someone with autism on their writing staff to help them deal with that. But this is a wonderful family dramedy, and basically the teenager with autism decides that he wants to date and he wants to have sex. Mm. And so they have to talk about these issues in a realistic way. Atypical feels very realistic. You feel like this is a family that you know. And they do a good job of portraying someone who has autism, who doesn't let it hold him back, and really wants to try to be more independent than he has been in the past, and how that makes everyone in his family struggle a little bit more. So I really like the show. I think people should check it out. They should bear in mind some of the criticisms that people with autism have said about it. But other people with autism have said they love it, and I really enjoyed it. And so I'm hoping people will check it out.
Okay. NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thank you.
Always a pleasure.